Good Tuesday morning, and welcome to the Ladylike Podcast, an inspirational podcast that is also a positive source for you to obtain inspiration that will encourage you to live and lead a purposeful life. Well, I am your host, Kimberly Gladney. Welcome to the month of February. And as you know, this month we celebrate Black history. Today's podcast, yes, is all about Black empowerment. And so there are many past and present that have made an impact within Black culture and that have empowered the African American community to continue to move forward despite the challenges of the day. They have empowered us to move from what? Fear to freedom. And so today we salute a phenomenal Black woman who has also moved from fear to freedom. Her name is Lady Shawanda J. Walker, also known as Wanda. So Wanda is a mom, author, inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and also has been called to the prophetic ministry. She is a light and inspiration to many and believes that everyone has a God-given purpose to fulfill. Yes, you and I have a God-given purpose to fulfill. So Wanda with a heart has a heart for helping others live free. It's all about freedom. She shares the power of God's transformative love and encourages others to see themselves, I love this, as the master designer sees them. All right, so Lady Wanda is also the founder of Zoe to Zoe Ministries, which is a life-speaking, motivational, empowerment ministry with the mission of igniting hope and awakening God's purposes in the lives of individuals all over the world. And if you want to know more and hear her story, you can visit the website. It's zoetozoe.com. Zoe meaning life, the Greek form. Zoe, Z-O-E, T-O-Z-O-E, zoetozoe.com. Well, listeners, please join me in welcoming Wanda to the Lady Life Podcast. Welcome, Wanda.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I am so honored to be here. Thank you.
Yes, Lady Wanda. And look, I'm going to go ahead and tell the listeners, y'all, I have been knowing her since childhood, okay? We've been knowing each other for many years, and I am just thrilled that she's here. And I know this is just such a special treat on today. So we will go ahead and get started. So Wanda, you know what? Let's briefly talk about your formative years, right? Your formative years. Now, I know you didn't arrive to where you are today without having great examples. So let's talk about who has empowered you. Briefly share, if you will, with the listeners, a few key women that have impacted your life and inspired you to move forward to accomplish God's calling on your life.
Oh, there's so many great women that has been around me. But first and most importantly is my mom. She is one of the best example of a woman that I can see in my eyes that has raised me as such. With she walks in so much honor, so much respect, and she has been the most important person that has poured life into me and showed me an example of what life looks like as a woman. And I will have to go also, not just with my mom, but I will have to, my sisters have been my pillars. They have kept me and kept me standing, I should say, and kept me strong. So I would say that support system of my sisters and my aunt, all of them, and also I would say my ministry partners as well, that has been in my life, my friends that have been in my life and was able to speak life into me. That was the most difficult time of my life. I would say that they have been a vital, they have been my resurrection came from them when they were speaking life into me at a very difficult moment. So I would definitely have to say the support system of the ministry, of my sisters that helped me to go through the difficult times. And also my family has been such a pillar in my life. And most importantly, my mom.
That is beautiful. I love it. I love it. And I know, yes, I can agree with all of it, because I do remember your mom and the beautiful woman, strong woman, you know, that she was, you know, and is. So that is beautiful. And so, yes. And so, yes, I want to talk about how you got to be where you are today. Mm-hmm. As far as ministry. And so, Wanda, you know, I believe that many bypass amazing opportunities that God has for them because of fear. Okay. Yeah. And so 2 Timothy, and I always call it an amazing book called the Bible. 2 Timothy is found in the New Testament, chapter 1, verse 7. We know the scripture for you all that are Bible readers. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so, Wanda, as a mom, author, speaker, entrepreneur, one that has been called by God into the gift of the prophetic, I can imagine that there have been times when fear has challenged you, right?
Yes.
So share with us how you have overcome fear to move forward, to experience freedom, and not only that, but to also empower others.
I would say the most important time in my life when fear came, that was during my divorce, when I was going through a divorce at the time. And that was a very difficult time for me, because one, financial, you go from millions to, you know, I call it ground zero. And then, and you don't know how you're going to restart your life. You don't know what you're going to do in this. And coming from a place of business where I did nothing but business with my husband at the time, now to come out of that, and now you got to find your own way. And so it took God to show me what that way is and how he want me to do it. And one of the ways I got over fear, one of the things that God said to me regarding fear is a force that disables your ability to operate. Mm. And when he said that to me, I had to push through those different fears. So I had to line myself with scriptures of words that was able to pull me out of that fear. And one was, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of peace and love and of a sound mind. And those are things that I would say to myself, because fear will come in to interrupt your peace. Mm. And love is the total opposite. Love is the total opposite of fear. And the soundness of mind, he comes in to interrupt also your mental capacity. So it'll paralyze you to operate. So then I would tell God, I said, God, well, then what is it that I need to say? What is it I need to do? And he gave me a scripture, let the helmet of salvation be upon your head. That means to protect the mind, to protect your mind when fear comes. And so those are just different things that I began to say out loud when fear begins to come in and creep in to try to deactivate my gift.
Ooh, that is so good. And I love that. Yes, the helmet of salvation. That's part of our armor, isn't it? Yes.
Yes, it is.
That
A
is
helmet of
so,
salvation.
yes, that is so good. So good. And so, okay, so you've overcome fear, right? To the point where you're empowering others. What inspired, tell us how you got to Zoe. How did you get there? To Zoe.
Okay, so to Zoe was also another time. I got plenty of stories. Zoe to Zoe was another time going through divorce. And at this time, I did not want to hear anything negative. And God actually took me into a place where I was by myself and I couldn't hear anything except he wanted to just be me and him. And so at this time, if someone came in and was speaking something negative, I didn't want to hear it. It's almost like it vexed me. And that was a very pivot time in my life where things was transitioning for me. And so Zoe to Zoe was birthed out of that because I'm like, we have to speak life to one another. Especially when there are crucial times where we are seeing our brothers and sisters in critical moments, and that is very detrimental in their lives. That is the time where life can resurrect. Speaking life can resurrect a very dead situation to make that thing come alive again. And so that's Zoe to Zoe, life to life, is me speaking life into others. And that they have that power to speak. A lot of times the enemy want to keep us silent. But you can frame your own world with the words that you say. And this is how powerful God was saying to me, this is how powerful your words are. Your words are so powerful that the enemy will come in to try to possess a body just so he can speak through it. And your words are so powerful, I want to come in and speak through you. So your words are very, very powerful. It does something. Your words, as Romans 12 and 1 was talk about, conform not to the world, or conform. Your words can conform a thing. It can conform a person. It can conform you. So even when, say, for example, if you speak to a child and tell a child you ain't gonna be nothing, you know, and you act just like your daddy, and things are, and it's negative, it's a negative, impactful word that you're speaking. Well, what those words do, it goes in, it has to search, it's searching, and it's trying to conform, it's trying to formulate into the very thing that you say. So the words have to be, they have to be positive, and they have to be God-like words, I should say. God-like words, so those words that you're saying conform to somebody's life, but it can conform that life into a positive way and not a negative way.
That is so good. I love that. I love it. So good. Okay, so now, okay, Zoe to Zoe life.
What
about your book?
Well, my book is The End to Our Beginning. This was birthed out of, actually, I was in worship with a friend. It was just me and her. And we was just in a time of worship together. And I was in worship. And all of a sudden, I hear the title, The End to Our Beginning. So I wrote it down. I didn't understand it. Didn't know what to do with it. The Lord just gave me, he said, this is your book, The End to Our Beginning. Well, didn't know what I was going to write about at first. It wasn't until later on, I got home and all of a sudden I'm in prayer and the Lord take me. And he took me up. And when he took me up, I heard him say, he said my name. And I heard him say at first my name. And then all of a sudden I didn't hear him anymore. I didn't hear him, but I saw words that was words of light. And those words of light came into me, into my spirit. And as he was speaking, I didn't hear him. I just saw the words coming into me. And as I came back into, then I realized when I came back here, I should say on earth, because I was caught up somewhere in prayer. When I came back, it wasn't until I opened the Bible, I realized it was the actual book that he gave me the title to when I was in worship. And I just began to write, and it just began to flow like water. And this is how I came to the end to our beginning, because I always say this is his book that he put in me. This is revelatory truth regarding the beginning and regarding the redemption of Jesus that he gave me, that he wants to share to his people.
That is beautiful. So with the listeners, can you share like an introduction to the book or a summary so they will know what it's about, the end to our beginning?
I always want to say that it's always a study guide, but it's an easy read because it gives you the identity, not just of man, but it gives you the identity of where God wants to show you why the warfare has been so real for us as Christians. He also in here shows you the redemption and what Jesus did before he even got on the cross. And God is showing you that the end to our beginning, he put an end to that. He put an end to the penalty that happened in the beginning of Genesis when he spoke a penalty to the snake, and then he spoke a penalty to Eve, and then to Adam. Those were penalties because of the sin that was created at that very moment. And also he was sharing with us, where did sin come from? It had to come from somewhere. And how did it originate? What was the original form of sin? And these are the truths that he's given us, and he's sharing with us, how do we get past it? And not only how do we get past it, but how I see you get past it, you know, and how powerful you are in the earth as a being, and you are a legal entity that I've given you power to be able to speak, and the enemy and everybody else have to listen as a result of what I have given you. And this is the authority that he wants us to walk in, and he wants us to be mindful of the redemption. Before Jesus even got on the cross, he was already satisfying the penalty before he even did anything, before he even got upon the cross. A lot of times we focus on the cross, but every person, when you look at it and he touched a person, there was something that he was doing to that person before he got on the cross. There was a lot of healing, there was a lot of teaching, there was a lot of resurrecting that was happening before he even touched the cross. And he's sharing with us, why did I have to do that? It was important for him to do that for man's sake, because he was giving us our dominion back, something that we lost in the beginning of time. And Jesus was giving that back to us at that very moment before he even touched the cross.
That is so good. Oh my goodness, it's so good. So listeners, if you want to visit her author page, you can learn about the book. It's Because There's More Publishing.com. I'll repeat that. You can go to Because There's More Publishing.com. So good. So good, Lady Wanda. And thank so, Lady you. Wanda, our listeners, there may be someone that's listening that might be dealing with fear, you know, in their lives. They might be dealing with, you know, maybe they've, you know, fallen and, you know, have sinned and, you know, are feeling that they can't get back, you know, to God. What would you say to them? What is some encouragement that you would give to the listener?
One thing I always say to people, especially when they feel like they've fallen short, is be patient with God. and be patient with you. One thing, when I was going through a divorce, at the time, the Lord had me to go through counseling. And I told the Lord, I said, well, I should be over this by now. It's been a year. And the first thing the therapist said to me was, and I knew it came from God, why do you put an expiration date on your healing? She said, if you believe in God, then you know that He knows the time you'll be healed. You go and follow the process. Go through your process. If it's a process of healing, go through that process of healing and give yourself time and give God time. Grace is a powerful tool to use.
Yes.
Grace is a powerful thing to call upon. Grace will come and carry you to the very next place of where you are to be. But you have to allow grace to work for you. And when you find yourself in a place, I always say, when you find yourself with your back against the wall, allow grace to come in and pick you up off of that place and take you where you need to be. It may not be all the time a instant moment, but at times, like my time, it was a process for me. There was things that He was working out of me. And so while He was working those things out of me, He was also giving me something in return. As He was removing, He was replacing. So anytime you go through that process, you see, pay attention to what has been taken away, but also pay attention to the things that's been added as well. And those are the things that God was just teaching me. And I always say, in a place of business, when you want to start a business, be patient still with you and be patient with God. When you feel like your business is not going where it should be and it's not taking off where it should be, then you ask Holy Spirit, what is it that I need to do? I surrender my business to you so you can bring the resources that is needed. And not only the resources that is needed, whatever step that I'm missing at this moment, I allow you to bring in that step. Make it visible for me to see. Help me to understand where I need to go, where I need to be, who I need to talk to, and the person that needs to come in my life that needs to be the goal that has the fish with the gold in his mouth.
Yes.
Whatever it is, be patient with God. And when you're patient with Him, you'll see a lot of times supernatural things will happen to you when you're patient, because He's the one that will accelerate your life. And don't think that your past was forgotten when you serve a God that is not in time. He's eternal. So he knows how to drop you right where you need to be in time.
That is so good.
So a lot of times I always say, God will put me in the place where I need to be now, that's in your timing. Fast forward my life right there in this time and space, because you are an eternal God and you know how to do it better than anyone. So allow yourself to be patient with Him, but then you be patient with yourself as well. Don't come down on yourself because you feel like you should have been further than where you are, like I did. And God had to speak to me in a very simple way. He just gave it to me just that way. And I give it to you the same way.
That is so good. And hey, that blessed me. Thank you, Lady Wanda.
You're welcome.
Yes, so good. So good. So, listeners, if you want to follow Lady Wanda, look, and Zoe to Zoe and her book, you can follow her on Facebook. You can find her, Zoe to Zoe is on Facebook, and she's also on Instagram And on Instagram, you can find her under Shawanda J. Walker. And if you're listening to this podcast, you see the information there on the post, okay? You have the information on the podcast, whether you're seeing it from Buzzsprout or you're seeing it from Facebook or Instagram, all of her information is there for you. So you can just go to the post and find it there. Well, 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 I hope you have enjoyed today's podcast, and we'll tune in again for more Tuesday morning inspiration. Lady Wanda, before we let you, before we end this podcast, is there anything else that you would like to share? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I just like to thank you. Thank you so much. This has been such an exciting moment and time in my life. And I just appreciate how God is using you to be able to reconnect. And I love connections. I do want to say, don't be afraid of connecting in this moment. I believe the pandemic did us a disservice because we had to be separated for a while, but allow yourself to be connected one to another, because God is doing something in the connection. And so with anyone that just has a fear of connecting, connect with your brothers and sisters. We're kingdom family. And you have to, even if you don't trust them, trust God. God knows how to disconnect when it's time. So just in this time, in this season, just go out and just start connecting. Just start connecting with ones that you know, you feel comfortable with. And sometimes they may not be comfortable. It may be uncomfortable, but understand and trust God in the connection.
Oh, that's so good. You hear it, listeners. Understand and trust God in the connection. So embrace it. Embrace it. Listeners, as always, thanks to you for listening. Again, special thanks to Lady Shawanda J. Walker. This has been awesome. And yes, we look forward to your tuning in again. And remember, listeners, keep living your best life unto the Lord. Keep learning life's most valuable lessons and keep creating positive change within your communities. Bye for now and have a blessed day.